From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudet. This is Idaho Matters. Boise is known as the City of Trees, and despite being in a desert, it has a fairly substantial urban forest. More and more, researchers are finding that trees aren't just beautiful to look at, they also provide health benefits, from lowering blood pressure to even helping babies grow and thrive. And cities and companies are working together to create healthier environments by planting trees. Lance Davison is the executive director and co-founder at Treasure Valley Canopy Network. And Jeffrey Donovan is a research forester with the USDA Forest Service Pacific Northwest Research Station. They'll be talking about the health benefits of trees tomorrow as part of St. Luke's lecture series on climate and health. And we're lucky enough to have them join us with a preview. Welcome, both of you, to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gemma.
So, Jeffrey, let me begin with you. I want to jump right in with the health benefits of trees. You've been looking at some studies showing how trees help people, including one that actually found that women with more trees around where they live are actually less likely to have underweight babies. I mean, that's pretty incredible. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. It does seem like a sort of remarkable finding. And that first study that we did on that was way back in 2011. And, you know, when we found that, it was impressive, but it may have been, people see it as some sort of statistical oddity. But since then, there's been as many as 30 studies that have found a link between improved birth weight and exposure to the natural environment, not just trees, but greenness more generally. And what likely is doing that, we're not exactly sure what might mediate that response, but there's a number of things. We know trees can reduce stress. We know they can absorb air pollution. We know they can encourage people to engage in outdoor recreation. We know they can improve social cohesion. Greener neighborhoods have more social connections. And we know all those things can help improve birth outcomes.
So I want to bring you into the conversation as well, Lance. But before we start, can you tell us what exactly the Treasure Valley Canopy Network is?
Definitely. The Treasure Valley Canopy Network started a little over 10 years ago as a collaboration of for-profit companies, nonprofit organizations, and government agencies focused on the benefits of trees in our community. Fast forward to today, and we are a fully formed 501c3 for the last 3 years. And we're focused on planting and growing trees all the way from Boise out to Middleton and all the 9 different cities within the Treasure Valley region.
So with that being said then, Lance, I want to talk a little bit more about trees, as we were just talking with Jeffrey about this, because trees can also lower the temperature of a city, according to research. So how can that actually help with the health of human beings?
That's a great question. And our other guest that's going to be with us tomorrow on the show is Vivek Chandas, who works with both Jeffrey and I out of Portland State University. And he worked with us to do an urban heat study about 5 or 6 years ago. So we actually have an urban heat map that we can show you that shows you where the hottest parts of town are and the coolest parts. And that very much correlates with where there's tree canopy in the hot desert environment, like you talked about earlier. So when it is hotter in the summer and air conditioning is used quite a bit, the people that live in these areas that are hotter tend to have less access to air conditioning. They are going to be more susceptible to health issues. And I'll let Jeffrey talk a little bit about what health issues there are. And we know that increasing shade and tree canopy can help mitigate those high heat days. Jeffrey, can you explain a little bit more about the direct heat impacts to health?
Oh, sure. We know that high temperature can be a stressor for a whole range of conditions. We know that when you have high heat events, we see increased mortality. We see more people in emergency rooms. It's a particular problem for older people. And as Lance said, it's a special problem for people who can't afford air conditioning. So there's a real environmental justice issue there as well.
Lance, can we talk a little bit more about this urban heat map that you mentioned? Because I'm assuming then, can you take that map and be like, okay, well, maybe we should plant more trees in this area of a city. How does that work exactly, in particular, as you said, with people living in these hotter parts of the city and they don't have access to air condition? So I'm assuming, too, you know, maybe they're not getting out and being physical either because it's so hot.
Yep, 100%. So that is a big part of what the Canopy Network does, is we find this data, and this data helps us strategically target our investments in communities. So using the urban heat map, for example, we are currently deploying tree planting programs. The most popular one in Boise is called the Elaine Clegg City of Trees Challenge. And we're planting trees in the area where heat is highest and tree canopy is the lowest. So that allows us to invest in the infrastructure, build the relationships with those communities, and put the trees where they can have the greatest positive impact. We also received in the last year a $1.1 million grant from the U.S. Forest Service, who Jeff works with. And that money is going to strategically go in those areas of all the Treasure Valley communities where the heat is highest and the tree canopy is the lowest.
So, Jeffrey, can you talk to us a little bit more, maybe just in general, about some of the benefits then of planting more trees in urban areas?
Yeah, well, the health benefits range really from the beginning of life. We see improvements in birth outcomes. When children are younger, they do better in school. They're less likely to have ADHD. They have lower rates of asthma. Even they have lower rates of certain childhood cancers. And then these health benefits go all the way towards the end of life, where we see that tree canopy is associated with longer life, with reduced mortality. And even then, the benefits of trees are not even limited to health. We see areas with more trees have lower crime, they have lower energy expenditure, they manage stormwater better. There's really, trees are enormously generous. They provide a whole range of benefits. Health benefits, in my view, are the big ones, but they also do things like carbon sequestration as well. So there's a whole range of benefits that trees provide. Mm-hmm.
And Jeffrey, can we talk about another study? This one is out of Portland, Oregon. It found a connection between neighborhoods that plant more trees and cardiovascular disease. So can you talk to us a little bit about what was found in this study?
Yep. I used data from a nonprofit in Portland called Friends of Trees, and they planted about 50,000 trees in yards and street trees since 1990. And what we found is that neighborhoods that planted more trees had lower rates of non-accidental and cardiovascular mortality. And an interesting thing that happened there as well is that as the trees got older and they got bigger, we saw a bigger impact on health, which is what we'd imagine. For example, in the case of high temperatures, we'd certainly expect a mature tree to provide more shade than a smaller tree. And that's exactly what we found.
And I know, Jeffrey, there's a third study that you're interested in. And this one is about how when an insect that kills trees takes over an area, more people actually die of cardiovascular disease?
Yes, unfortunately, this goes both ways. So we plant more trees, we see improvements in health. But when we lose trees, for whatever reason, we also see reductions in health. So in this case, I looked at the emerald ash borer, which is an invasive pest that arrived in Detroit in 2002, has been spreading across the country since then. And what we found is that counties that had that were infested with the emerald ash borer also had higher rates of cardiovascular and lower respiratory disease. And much in the way we saw the tree planting disease, as trees got older, we saw a bigger impact on health. What we found is as the infestation progressed, as more trees died, we saw a bigger negative impact on health. And so unfortunately, that disease, the emerald ash borer, reached the West Coast in Oregon in 2002. So it's probably just a matter of time before it arrives in Idaho.
And Jeffrey, how easy is it to, you know, when you're talking to people, when you show them this research, to convince them that trees really can make people healthier?
As Lent said, I'm pleasantly surprised. As time goes on, people are more aware of these benefits. They see a lot more of these studies coming out. And I should also say that maybe they're not going to find a socially awkward scientist like me that convincing, surprisingly enough. But people like Lance and others who are better at communicating those findings can be very effective. So there's often multiple people in the chain between the sort of soulless number crunchers like me and then going all the way to getting that information to somebody who's actually going to make a difference. And that's ultimately what I'm trying to do. I want to do research that ultimately allows people to make better choices and make the world a better place.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. What an interesting topic. We've been discussing the benefit of planting trees with Lance Davidson, the executive director and co-founder at Treasure Valley Canopy Network, and Jeffrey Donovan, a research forester with the USDA Forest Service Pacific Northwest Research Station. They'll actually be talking about the health benefits of trees tomorrow as part of St. Luke's lecture series on climate and health. And we will, of course, put links with more information at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thank you both so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.